This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Moving along in news, the Consumer Electronics Show wrapped up in Las Vegas this week. CES is the world's biggest electronics trade fair, with 20,000 products spread out over close to 2 million square feet. We sent Marketplace's Quina Kim out to take a quick look.
Before starting my race through CES, I spoke to John Baptiste Sue, a 13-year veteran of the show.
I've got this assignment. I've got 1 hour to run through the halls and see all CES. Do you think I can do it?
I don't think so. Never.
That's not very encouraging.
If you run, you don't spend much time on booths, maybe you can make it.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Good luck.
All right, so here I go. Here we are in the central hall.
CES is spread out in gigantic halls that look like several airport hangars put together. I started at the central hall, where you can pretty much find every iPad, iPod, iPhone case known to man. I spotted a company called Joy Factory, which had just the sort of novelty item CES is known for.
We actually showcased waterproof submergible iPhone cases and iPad cases.
So I can read my iPad in the bath?
You can watch movies, you can use your iPhone or iPad that's underwater.
Is it touch sensitive?
Very touch sensitive.
You can still touch it.
You can call, you can take pictures, you can type and everything.
They had an iPad in a case that had a thick black rubber border submerged in water. The case cost $150. I said goodbye and I rushed off.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries.
I jogged through rows and rows of iPad cases until I reached the area where the car makers were parked. There's Lexus. Its maker, Toyota, announced that it's going to have a self-driving car. It's a research car, meaning we don't know when and if it'll come to market. Audi was at CES with its self-parking car. Hyundai and Chrysler were there, too. In recent years, car makers have had a big presence at CES, in part to show consumers that they're hip with technology. With only a little more time left, I decided to run to the Samsung exhibit, but I got sidetracked by the electronic maker LG. Along the wall of its exhibit hung a screen that was about 3 feet wide and 4 feet tall. It was called the virtual dressing room. The LG employee shows me how it works. She steps in front of it, a camera clicks on, and we are on the screen. Then a dress that looks like a paper doll cutout slides in front of us.
Not my style, so I'm going to move my hand over the arrow and try on, oh, nice little khaki dress.
So this is all motion activated. What you just did is you waved your hand, and then it just changed the dress.
Right. And put my hand over the camera icon and 3, 2, 1, smile. And then you have a picture to email yourself to save for later or share with your friends.
So when's this going to be available?
It's just a concept right now, so there's no release date or information about that.
With only a few minutes left, I break out into a sprint and go to the Samsung exhibit.
Hi, may I scan your badge, please?
Sure.
I'm there to see the 110-inch TV. That's a 9-foot TV. I push my way through the crowd of people looking at laptops, smartphones, computers with touchscreens, and there it is. The image is photo perfect. This is one of those 4K TVs, or the newest in high definition.
This is actually the world's largest TV.
That's Ethan Rossiel with Samsung. He says as screens get bigger, the picture quality goes down, which is why 4K is replacing HD. I tell him I'm running out of time, but real quick, how much does this cost?
We haven't announced the pricing yet, but it will be coming on 2013.
All right, well, time's up. I gotta go.
At the Samsung exhibit at CES, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.